USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts state judge and court officer are facing federal charges for helping an illegal alien escape arrest by immigration authorities. Judge Shelley Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor were indicted today in Boston on obstruction of justice and face other federal charges. They're accused of allowing a twice-deported defendant to escape out the back door of a courthouse in Newton, Massachusetts, in April of 2018. In Fort Worth, Texas, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders doubles down on comments that raised some eyebrows from folks earlier this week.
You know, the other day I was roundly criticized for saying something that I think is common sense. And I think that every American citizen, because of their citizenship, should have the right to vote, even if they're in jail.
The Dow lost 134 points to close at 26,463. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliate Equal Housing Insurer. State laws apply.
Iran wants to make a deal with the Trump administration, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a question they are pondering.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Fine. Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Emergency crews are scrambling after a deadly tornado ripped through northern Louisiana. Two people were killed when the twister struck the small city of Ruston, located about 70 miles east of Shreveport and home to Louisiana Tech. Governor John Bel Edwards says there's still a threat of severe weather as storms move across the Gulf Coast region today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Larry Kudlow, the top economic advisor to President Trump and director of the National Economic Council, says the United States is at the beginning of a new prosperity wave. Kudlow was speaking at the National Press Club.
So you've had big policy changes, and among other things, besides the better growth, you know, we're seeing, for example, blue-collar employment is rising at the fastest pace, really, since I was last here under the Reagan years, with similar policies, frankly, on low marginal tax rates. Biggest contributors to the labor force last year were female, and I think that's good because we hadn't seen that in quite some time. Participation rates are rising. Unemployment rates, you know, overall 3.8%, which is a great number, and it's been down there for several months now. But underneath that, you could go down the list of various groups and see extraordinarily historically low unemployment rates. It's covered a lot of the economy. And we are proposing, as part of the tax bill, and we've released regulations, that we're making a bigger push on these so-called opportunity zones, which invite private investment, again, with tax incentives, that I think will really add to the strength and breadth and depth of this prosperity recovery we're talking about. Every nook and cranny of this economy can share in prosperity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.